Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good morning out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and I'm here in beautiful San Diego, California this morning and waiting on my sidekick who looks like he's fallen off the grid here. We may not have a Crispy this morning, so you may be stuck with just simple me running the show, but if Crispy comes on, we'll bring him on a little bit later. Hope everyone is having a great weekend so far. We hope that you listened to our show last night. We had a great country music singer named Tara Priest on our show last night. She did a super job. Great singer. Matter of fact, she's the type of singer that should be filling up stadiums throughout the country with her country music, kind of a cross between Shania Twain and Faith Hill. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, you missed a good one. Every Friday night we have our show called Grills Gone Wild, and we bring on different talent to kind of strut their stuff on our show. You might want to call us a mini American Idol, we have lots of people that come on that have lots of talent, and we've really actually discovered some really interesting acts and people who can sing. And if you ever get a chance on Friday nights, that show airs at 7 p.m. on Friday nights. That's West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. And since I mentioned Tara Priest, if you did miss our show last night, I'm going to play one of her songs that you might have missed. She's, like I said, a great talent. Here's one of her songs from last night, Tara Priest. It's called Can't Hate You. And then we'll play the song and we'll come back and be chatting with our first guest this morning. This is Tara Priest, Can't Hate You.
Walk away without a single scar, and I feel you found somebody. Yes, well, it's tearing me apart like we didn't mean nothing. Gone without a friend. I hate the way I play the fool, picking up to you, and the way you told all your friends before I even knew that we.
Forget to tell her that's the way you wanted it, and I didn't.
You missed a good one. She's got great music. Check out the replay. You can always hear our shows on replay. All you have to do to go is to Blog Talk Radio and listen in to our shows. And we appreciate all the support we've had to date. Each week things get better and better, and we have more and more guests coming up the next few weeks. And this week we are happy to have our first guest on with us. And those of you who may follow us on Facebook know that we're friends with this guy. He's known as Benny the Chef, and Benny's going to be coming on here with us this morning to talk about all the different projects and things that he's working on. But I don't know if anybody out there knows that Benny kind of has a few nicknames because of his accent, which you'll hear in a couple of minutes here. But some people know Benny as the Lady Chef. He's also known as the Hoochie Chef, and also been known as the Jerry Lee Lewis of stoves. And he's got quite an accent. And when I was listening to him talk and thinking about it, I thought, what an appropriate song to have when we have Benny on, since he is the Lady Chef and the Hoochie Coochie Chef, that I thought maybe that this song might be appropriate as we bring on Benny here shortly for our interview. So, Benny, I think this will get everybody in the mood, and we'll get started here with the interview after the song. So everybody sit back and just think about the movie when you hear this song. I think that's pretty appropriate for you, Benny. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We like to thank
I
you.
I really appreciate
show.
It. It's a great song.
Well, it just seemed appropriate since you're kind of known as kind of the romantic chef and the lady chef. I thought we had a little mood music before we got started this morning. Thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you joining the Gray and Ideas radio show. And tell us all about Benny the Chef. We all see you on Facebook, and we see all the things you're up to. You're a busy guy. I don't even know where to start, Benny. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start to the end right now. If we start from the beginning, we have to spend, like, I don't know, 3 months to talk, so I don't think
right.
we have that much time. So, first, you know, it's my pleasure to be here today. I really appreciate it. And let me tell you this. These nicknames are all kind of legends from all the friends of mine that are mostly musicians from New Orleans and Chicago and Michigan, you know. And since I mix the food, the history, music, love all together, somehow there is lots of women and ladies who follow my event, my show, and I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's, as you said, the accent. So I have this ladies fan always chasing me, you know. And I have to say, I'm not complaining about that. It's cool.
I was going to say, no, you shouldn't have to complain about that. Just go with it. You know, I have the same problem. It's my country accent and that tough look. So, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, and we just can't help it, I guess.
Yeah, we only have to do, you know, our best every day, you know, and that's it. So, besides that, you know, I'm very happy to be here today. Thanks a lot. And, yes, what we can say. Lately, I'm here in the States for a tour, which includes the promotional event for my new cookbook, The Art of Cooking According to Me, which, according to somebody, is one of the best cookbooks in the world. So I'm glad they think that, because it takes me a long time to have that book in this way. It was the very first book that somebody did with mixing history, stories, recipes, food, and philosophy. So it's coming to real.
What did you say the name of this? What is the name of the book?
The Art of Cooking According to Me.
According to Me.
Yeah, that's the point. Otherwise, and it's a real culinary journey into my lifestyle, into my family, into what cooking means to me. It is all made with heart, love, and passion, and sometimes mixed with some good food and music. So it's really, really different. I know that now somebody, a few authors started to copy my style. Actually, somebody really copied my book. But I'm the original, so I think people will understand the difference.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you talk about your book, and I have a feeling by the time this interview is over with, I might be picking up your accent and talking about my book.
Oh, that would be fun.
Be talking about my radio show.
Yeah, we should do that. Maybe soon I will visit California.
Yes, exactly. Well, what I want to mention, too, while I've got you, is the people that are listening, they can find information more about you, too, at your website, which is www.bennythechef.com. And you can find out about your new book there on bennythechef.com. And can they actually purchase this new book there on your website?
Yes, and it will come out with my signature, so even a special dedication, you know, and it's free of charge. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Great. So you published this book, and it's got all history and stories and they go along with the recipes. And what type of recipes do you have in the book?
Well, mostly traditional, authentic Italian and Roman. I have a few recipes from ancient Rome, so over 2,000 years old. I have recipes from the Italian Renaissance, you know, from the 15th century. And it's very interesting, you know, you can taste different dishes, you know, like it used to be in ancient times and now in the new age. So I try to give a little taste of culinary history.
Well, you actually cook in what they call the Roman style. What does that mean when you say Roman style?
Well, Roman style, it's a philosophy. It's we call an uncanny way to live life, love, and cooking. When you have very poor ingredients, you have nothing to season with, you use your skills, your love, your heart, and your passion to change something very simple in something very beautiful with lots of taste.
Okay.
So the Roman style is the actual way of cooking with love.
Cooking with love. No wonder they call you the lady chef.
I know that. It was, I will fool me forever, this nickname.
And then you also cook in what's called the Renaissance style, which what I understand is the art of cooking with chocolate and spices.
Yes, mostly that, because in Renaissance we start to have these new flavors and color in Italy and Europe, come from after they discovered American and the Silk Road from Asia. So some food were kind of plain in taste and color at the time, and during the Renaissance, there was a rebirth of taste. You know, herbs became so popular and beautiful, and cooking, which is the most ancient of the arts, became popular as well, using colors, flavors, scents, and change very much at that time. So actually today we are using lots of recipes that were from the Renaissance. We don't know they come from that era. You know, we just cook. Some people just cook it. They don't know what's behind that recipe, behind that dish.
Right. Well, I actually, Benny, we've actually got a couple of phone calls that are coming in, I think, for you. You ready to take a couple of phone calls?
I don't take any responsibility, okay? If they say something, it's for them, okay? Yes, just let's go.
All right. You never know what's going to happen when you hit the button to see who's on the calls, but the lines are lighting up, so I'm going to take a minute here and take a couple of calls here. So hang on a second. Let's see what we got here.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Green Ideas Radio. You are calling in live. Who's calling?
I don't know. Do you have me on there? Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, it's your turn. You're on. You're on the air live.
Well, I happen to have the same last name as Benny. This is Donald DePiro.
Ah!
And, how you doing, Benny?
I'm doing good.
There must be some kind of relationship here with the same last name.
Well, you know, we sort of take responsibility for discovering Benny in the United States because I guess about 4 years ago, my family took a vacation on a quest to hunt down the DePiros in Asperia, Italy. And Benny was online, I don't know, we saw something where he talked about the restaurant he had in Rome, and we hunted him down. His family met us in the street, and it was an instant connection between us DePiros and Benny DePiro. Names are spelt the same, and our ancestors all hail from the same town in Asperia.
Cool.
So I guess Benny had been bopping over to Milwaukee every once in a while, so we met him in July. I headed out there in September the same year to hang out with Benny, and it was like hanging out with a rock star. So, you know, all these chefs love to come in and cook for each other, and it was quite an experience for me. And then a good friend of mine, Stacy Thornton, who owns Ethnofilms, you know, we were chatting about Benny, and we said, this guy's got to get on TV. You know, most DePiros have a face for radio, but Benny happens to have a face for TV.
Right.
So, you know, so it's been quite a ride over the last 3 or 4 years, watching Benny develop his brand, if you will, in the United States. But we've also had him cook for us a number of times in New York, and he is as amazing as he pretends to be. He's fantastic.
Well, Benny, tell us what exactly, as far as television, what are you actually doing on TV?
Well, in the past, I did a few videos and promos. I've been involved in local TVs in the United States, like a local PBS and New York area. We did an event with Donald as well for the Telecare TV. It was called Real Food, where we cooked live in these beautiful studios, two typical Roman dishes with Monsignor Jim, and was aired in a 6 different states, you know, was heard multiple times. It was a big success, the season 5 of Real Food. Besides, we're working a new project right now, which involves video recording, and I'm mostly working in the Midwest area right now, between Chicago, Minneapolis, and Milwaukee. So we have a few things are boiling in our pot. Soon will come out a new interesting project.
Okay. And Donald, you're involved in actually, are you a producer? Is that what you do?
You know, I sort of stumbled into it and adopted Benny. I'm almost at the point where I can deduct him as a dependent, but not quite. but I did create Alafacha Productions, and we created this production company so that we could film Benny and post him on the website. We helped create the website for Benny. Ethnofilms did a lot of the filming and editing. And those, I guess we did a lot of cooking segments with Benny, which can be found on his website. And as Benny mentioned, we had him in New York shooting a segment for Telecare, which is a Catholic network in New York, and that was quite successful also. So Benny's out there working. He's out there hustling, and we're, you know, just sort of on the sidelines helping him any way that we can.
Yeah, it seems like he's kind of a busy guy with all his different projects between his book, the television production, and I understand too, Benny, that you have a new cooking school that you're working on too. Is that part of the video series, or is this something different?
Well, that is a very new project that I found myself involved with and I really like, because since, as you say, I'm very busy and I can't travel too much right now, so we got the idea to bring our kitchen to somebody else's kitchen. So we use live entertaining through a special browser. We transformed, you know, the videos in a real e-kitchen where I cook along the students with the same ingredients, everybody in their own kitchen, and we developed these new recipes. It's fun, it's great, because we spend 1 hour, 90 minutes together, and we can cook step by step. And, you know, it's cool because when I'm maybe in Chicago, I have people from Los Angeles or from Colorado or from Texas. It's great. It's even more international, we can say. It's very, very fun.
It sounds like an interesting concept. And Donald, I'm going to let you go, but we appreciate you coming on and talking to us this morning. And I think you just hold on to his coattails. I think you got something here.
No, he's wonderful. And again, anyone listening out there, you get together 12, 15 people at your house and you have Benny come and cook for you. Just make sure you bring somebody with him to do the dishes. But it's a fabulous experience.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having Benny on.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it, and you take care.
All right, Benny. So. Thank you, guys.
You too. All right. Benny, we got another call coming in here. If you want to take another call, we'll just take the phone calls here, so hang on a second.
Yes, briefly.
All right, hang on 1 second here. Good morning, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. You're live on the air with Benny the Chef. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you calling in to speak to Benny?
Yes, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Benny.
Yeah,
this is Benny.
How are you? This is Maria from Colorado. I've taken classes with Benny online.
Okay.
So I would like to share my experience on theshoptoday.com.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want really to share my experience. It was a great experience. I didn't really know that I had the skills of cooking until I tried it and taught myself, but this experience was definitely way better, and it helped me a lot, because just like Benny was explaining, like you're in your own comfort and your home, you know, seeing the chef in front of you and teaching you step by step the professional, like, you know, techniques. And after, like, you're having like a dish that is really gourmet. Like I've learned with many, for example, to cook like a chicken marsala. And chicken marsala, usually you order it in restaurants. You know, nobody really cooks chicken marsala at home. But
right.
I was able to do it and impress my friends, and it was a great success. So it was a very, very good experience in terms of learning. Plus, it's also the fun of it, because you're really, like, you know, discussing other, you know, culture, values, about, you know, his country. I mean, we really like kind of like, you know, and talking to a friend per se. So.
Right. It sounds like you've got a happy student there, Benny.
Yeah, I'm satisfied. And she's actually one of my favorite students. She's always so enthusiastic. I like to teach people like her, I have to say. She took quite a few classes with myself, and it's always a great pleasure and fun. You know, especially I don't do something if I don't like to do that. People sometimes ask me, are you happy with what you do? Of course I'm happy. Did you see what I'm doing? It's great.
Well, Maria, we appreciate you calling in and telling us about your experience with Benny. And if you have anything else you want to say to him before we close off the call, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I want to tell him that he's really a fantastic guy. He's very professional. He knows what he's doing. It's not like you have an amateur chef. I mean, he's a professional chef. A gourmet chef, I would say, that would learn, you know, help you learn dishes that you've never learned before. And those dishes, you're very proud at the end of the class to have made them yourself, you know, with the help of Benny. And he's really just a fun guy. I mean, he makes you laugh while doing it. It's not just like a serious kind of, you know, like strict lesson per se, like in a class and in a college. So he throws like jokes here and there, and he's got actually a very sexy accent, as you can see, too. So that kind of gets you going. So it gets you going. You're like, you know, you're with a company of sexy, good-looking chef, and you don't want to mess up any mistake while doing it, you know, in front of him, because then you'll be embarrassed.
And I'll say, and this commercial was brought to you by Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
The chef.
And I'd like to ask Benny, like, what are his, you know, next events on theshoptoday.com? I mean, because I'd like to take more classes in the near future.
Yes, I'm working on it. As Frank from Brilliant Ideas mentioned, I'm very busy right now. We have lots of projects going on, and in July probably we're going to have a few lessons on the shop, a few more videos out. Lots of live events in the Midwest, so just please follow me through my website on Facebook. You can find me on Benny the Chef on Facebook as well. You know, I have this twin link with Brilliant Ideas now, so you can find their link and my link on both the pages. So it's will be a few updates soon. I don't want to say what yet, okay? It will be a big surprise.
Okay, so I'll be out of on the lookout. You know, I will be looking forward to the new classes. So,
all right,
thanks.
Well, thank you.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay, welcome.
And I cut her off by mistake. I'm sorry. Well, Benny, sounds like you've got a lot of people that enjoy your classes, and you got a great producer who's got you going with your TV appearances and your videos. And what other things do you have up your sleeve?
Well, I'm doing lots of live events as well, where I meet a huge crowd and audience, where I like to do a cooking show. I cook live for them, and entertaining as well, and there is food tasting. So now I like to call this the Benny the Chef Express. In the last 7 weeks, I touched 20 different cities in the Midwest, and as I mentioned, mostly Chicago, Twin Cities, and Milwaukee area right now. So
okay.
I'll be here and work on a few projects with a few new sponsors. And we'll try to give a better food, better taste, better entertaining. And soon we'll have a new project. You know, any adventure is a new adventure for me. I do everything with lots of happiness. I put all myself, all my passion, so we'll see what will be. Anyway, will be a success, you know, just because we did it with our passion. I believe it is. Like the same way you cook, when you cook with love and passion, always tastes better.
Are you heading out our way into California?
We'll try, I promise. Now, I don't know when, but I'm trying to stop over there. So we'll be in touch, and we'll try to meet and cook for Brilliant Ideas.
All right. Sounds like a good idea, a brilliant idea, as a matter of fact. Well, we appreciate you taking time to be on our show this morning, and keep us posted with all your adventures. And those that are listening, make sure you follow Benny on his website, which is www.bennythechef.com. And you also can find Benny on Facebook. And just check it out. He's got a lot of things going on. Check out his book. And what was the name of give the title of the book again there, Benny?
The Art of Cooking According to Me.
The Art of Cooking According to Me. Make sure you check out his book and get a copy. And if you go to his website, you said you would autograph the book for them, and if they buy a book through your website. And we appreciate you come and take time on your busy schedule to be on our show and keep us posted, and let us know what's happening in the future.
All right, I will. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Benny. It was nice talking to you. All right, you take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Benny the Chef, and I'm going to take a brief break here, and we will be back here shortly. And since we were talking to Benny, and I like that little theme song that I've chosen for him, we'll take our break, play, I'll call the Benny the Chef theme song, and then we'll come back and we'll be bringing on our next guest. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely bella notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment to the night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near. For this is the night when the heavens are right on this lovely bella notte.
It's a beautiful night, and we call it bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely bella notte. Side by side
Ideas Radio Show. And if you missed our first segment, we had on Benny the Chef, and make sure you check out all that Benny's up to on www.bennythechef.com. And our next guest was supposed to be on was Smokey D. Robinson, and Smokey is not feeling well today. He contacted me and said he's having some problems with a sore throat and didn't feel like he was up to talking on the radio today. So we're going to have to reschedule Smokey for a later date and find out a little bit more about what he's doing with his project, with his new barbecue sauce and some of his other products. I think he's got some new jerky products he's coming out with. And we've been following Smokey now for a while and kind of keeping everybody updated on how to bring products to market. So we will reschedule Smokey
at a later date when he's up to it and feels better. What I want to also mention, wanted to thank our sponsors. We have two new sponsors that we're working with now. Our first sponsor is Albuquerque Seasonings. If you have not tried out Albuquerque Seasonings, you're missing out. They've got some great rubs, barbecue sauces, and they do a fantastic job. And they're one of our new sponsors that will be joining us for the next few months. We appreciate their support.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, definitely check out Albuquerque Seasonings. They got a great product. They got a green chili rub that I use on everything. I think you can put it on donuts to pork chops. It's that good. And check out his products. They're reasonably priced, and he's got some specials going on his website. You won't be disappointed with his products. And Kirk was on our show several months ago, and we talked to him, and then he became a sponsor. So we appreciate his support for our show. And also, we have another new sponsor, which I would like everyone to check out, which is Don Pablo Cigar Factory. And here's their ad.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
So, yes, check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory. They've got a great product. If you are looking for a tasty cigar that's well-made, a smooth smoke, check out Don Pablo. We thank them for being one of our new sponsors. And for those that are listening, I'm going to give away a free coffee mug, Green Ideas coffee mug. We do this every once in a while to anybody who's listening. We ask a trivia question, and all you have to do is be the first caller to call in and answer the trivia question. And it's about today's show, so if you've been listening, it'd be a real simple question. All you have to do is be the first caller to call in, and the number you call in is 714-242-5272. That's 714-242-5272. And the question is, we had on Benny the Chef, and he has a couple of nicknames that we mentioned during the show. He has three nicknames that I mentioned at the very beginning of his intro. If you can tell me what one of his nicknames is, call in, be the first caller, 714-242-5272. You'll win a free Green Ideas coffee mug. So the first person who calls in, we're going to take a brief break. And I'm going to play some music from last night's guest, another one of her songs from Tara Priest. The song is called I Gotta Run. So while we take the break, if you know the answer to that trivia question, what is one of Benny, the chef's, I guess you want to call it, he's got some different nicknames that people call him, but if you remember what it was, give us a call, and the first caller who calls in will get a free mug, and we're going to take a break, and this is Tara Priest, her song, I Gotta Run. Gotta Run. She was a guest last night on our show, Grills Gone Wild. If you missed it, you can always go back and hear the replay. And someone tried to call in for the mug to answer the question, but once again, as normal on Blog Talk Radio, we're having some issues with the phone system. So if you're listening, the caller who tried to call in, I assume for the contest, try again. I know what your number was, but we couldn't get you online here, but the question was on our interview we had with Benny the Chef, what was one of his nicknames? And if that caller wants to call in again and try again, we apologize, but the phone systems are acting up again, we will try to give away that mug. If we don't get through, then you can also send me an email at greenideas at earthlink.net. That's greenideas at earthlink.net. If you know the answer to the trivia question, we will send you a mug for that person who was calling in. And what we're going to do next is, I think that since our present guest was unable to make it, I'm going to play a little bit of more music here that some of our past guests that have been on, and see if we can get the phone system working, because if the phone doesn't work, I'm not going to have my third guest. So everybody hang tight while I try to fix the the problems we got here, technical issues right now. I'm going to play a song called Phoenix Rising, and we'll be back here shortly, hopefully, with our next guest, and if we get this phone system working. So hang tight, everyone. This song is Phoenix Rising. We apologize for the problems here we're having this morning again, but hang in there. We'll try to get them going here, so hang on 1 second. we are back, Green Ideas Radio. This is Green Ideas, and we are still experiencing problems with our phone system. So I can't believe it. It's like every week there seems to be something wrong with Blog Talk Radio working the proper way. I'm going to continue to see if we can get our next guest on here while I'm talking and playing with the buttons here. But wanted to mention, too, while we're waiting here, is on Facebook. Make sure, if you haven't yet, check out our Facebook page, the fan page for Green Ideas Radio. I think as of this morning, we had 750 likes on the page. And as you remember, if and when we hit 1,000, my good buddy and sidekick, Crispy, says he's going to dress up in a tutu and cowboy boots and do a little video on YouTube. So we're trying. All we need is 250 more people to like the page, and we will probably see Crispy in a way we've never seen him before. And let's see if we've got the phone systems working, and we don't. Also want to mention, too, if you were listening to our show this morning, looks like we aren't able to get the contest and give away the mug like we wanted to because of the phone system. But if you do know the answer, the first person who knows the answer to the question of what is one of Benny the Chef's nicknames, you can email me for the free mug at greenideas@earthlink.net. That's greenideas@earthlink.net. And we will certainly send a mug your way for the first person who can answer that question. And let's see what we've got here. I just want to mention, too, we were talking about Albuquerque seasonings and rubs earlier. If you haven't checked out their product, check out their product, the green chili rub. I use it on pork chops and on chicken and things like that. And also go out and buy yourself some of the Don Pablo factory cigars and check out their website. It's our two new sponsors. And unfortunately, folks, we are continuing to have difficulties here with trying to get the phone system to work. I'm going to play another song here, and this is supposed to be for our next guest. His name is Chip Wilton. Chip is from New Orleans. He's got kind of a bluesy type of sound, jazz, pop, blues. Chip is a great singer, and unfortunately, we can't get him on. I'll have to reschedule him later. But Chip Wilton, which is www.chipwilton.net, was supposed to be our guest this morning. I think you'll like his music. He has a really interesting sound. I'm going to play one of Chip's songs, and then hopefully, if I keep my fingers crossed here, we'll be able to bring Chip on and have a little conversation. But this is one of Chip's songs. It's called Ninth Ward Chickens. And you'll notice these songs that he's sent to me all have to do with cooking, since that's our theme here on Green Ideas. But he is a great singer. I'm going to play a song, and hopefully we can get him online here in a couple of minutes. So hang tight. Chip Wilton, Ninth Ward Chickens.
Mama's in a room watching Oprah on TV. Brothers in a backyard smoking up some weed. Sisters in a hot pants downtown doing wrong. And me, I'm in the kitchen and trying to write this song. There's a rooster in the ninth ward pecking at the ground. His hens and his chicks is running all around. Looking at the rooster, seeing what he's got. Grab the rooster and a chicken and throw them in the pot. Yes, Papa's on the front porch checking out the scene. Feels a little hungry. When he's hungry, he gets mean. If a knife or a chicken should trip and stumble, she'll be in the recipe for Papa's chicken gumbo. Well, Mama's in the room watching Oprah on TV. brothers in the backyard smoking up some weed, sisters in a hot pan, damn, doing wrong. Me, I'm cooking chicken and trying to write this song. Well, grandma's off a rocker talking to herself. Since we lost grandpa, we're worried about her health. She thinks that she's a chicken on her skinny little legs. We take her to a doctor, but we really need the eggs. Hard times come and hard times go. Over in the 9-4, that's all we really know. 9-4 chickens doing the best that they can do. From Desire Street all the way to Papa's Chicken Stew. Mama's in a room watching Oprah on TV. Brothers in the backyard smoking up some weed. Sisters in a hot pants, downtown doing wrong. Me, I'm eating chicken and trying to write this song.
Ninth Ward Chickens, and as you can imagine, we're still coming up empty-handed here on the phone system, and it's just par for the course. It seems like every week, good old Block Talk Radio has these technical difficulties, and I don't know, we're going to have to see what can be done to fix it when these phone systems don't work. Kind of screws up a call-in show, but we're going to try one more thing here. I'm going to hit a few more buttons and play around with it here and give it one more shot. While we're waiting, since we were planning on having Chip on here to interview, I'll play another one of Chip's songs. And if it bums out this time, then we're going to have to call it quits. But this is Chip Wilson and his song, which is very appropriate for the Green Ideas radio show, is called Eat, Eat, Eat. And everybody hang tight and see if we can get Chip on with us here. Enjoy his music while we're waiting.
Her appetite, so she eats everything she sees. I'm not worried about her feeling right, as long as she leaves something for me. She likes spicy, she likes sweet, all she do is eat, eat, eat. She makes any old lucky dog feel like a girl's best friend. She eats off the low part of the hog, right on up to the high end. She likes greens, she likes meat, all she do is eat, eat, eat. She's not exactly overweight, but neither is she underfed. You wanna make the girl feel good, give her a double helping of a hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good seafood, if you wanna make her feel real nice. A bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood, if you would follow it with shrimp and rice. Etouffee with crawfish meat, all she do is eat, eat, eat. underfed. You wanna see the girl feel good, give her a double helping of hot bread pudding. Give the girl some good sweet food if you wanna make her feel real nice. A bowl of gumbo puts her in the mood if you follow it with shrimp and rice. Ate to play with crawfish meat, all she do is eat, eat, eat. Drinks her coffee extra sweet, all she do is eat, eat, eat.
And that was Chip Wilson, his song Eat, 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 and I'm about to eat, 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 eat it here with these phone systems. Unfortunately, I've got an email from Chip that he's trying to get through, and he just can't get through. Their systems are not working. So I apologize for Chip, if you're listening out there. We're sorry we couldn't get you on the phone system for some reason. This seems to happen all the time, but we'll reschedule you at a later date, and what I'll do is I'll play another one of your songs too. And also, I got two emails while I'm here fiddling around with the phone system of two people who are listening that had had the correct answer to the question about the mug, and both of your emails came in almost simultaneously within a few seconds of one another, so I'm giving each one of you a mug. Erica Garcia and Adam Gordon, you both win a Green Ideas coffee mug. Just I'll confirm to you in a response to your email, and you can send me your shipping information. We'll send a mug to both of you. We appreciate you sending us the email and playing along. And the answer to the one of the nicknames that of Benny the Chef, if you were listening, one of the nicknames he has is the Lady Chef. Also, the other answer could have been the Hoochie Coochie Chef. So thank you for the two playing along. You'll both be getting a free coffee mug. And unfortunately, since this is live radio and no one can call in, we can't have our guests. But I am going to play one of Chip's other songs. We're going to reschedule Chip at a later date and have him come on, and maybe we can get some more of his music at the same time. And I want to actually sign off with this particular song by Chip Wilson. It's called Cook for Her Anytime. And we appreciate for everyone who's listening every week. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We'll try to fix it and come back next week and give it a shot again. Don't forget, next Friday night, we have our Friday night show, which is at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 o'clock East Coast time, called Grills Gone Wild. We'll have another singing talent on for that show. And then next Saturday, we have, quite a lineup of people. As long as they can call in, we're going to have a lineup of people. But appreciate everybody supporting the show, and we'll get more details on our Facebook page of who the guests will be in the next coming weeks. If you'd like to be on our show, make sure to give me a call or send me an email, and if you've got a product you'd like to talk about, or if you're a chef or in the foodie world, and as we say, if you can just boil a hot dog, you can be on our show. Make sure you contact us and let us know. We're always looking for interesting guests in the foodie world. And on that note, I'm going to do is sign off for today. We appreciate everyone listening. As I said, this is Chip Wilson. His song is called Cook for Her Anytime. And we appreciate everyone stopping in. We will see you next week. Take care and have a nice weekend.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. She likes to eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's later, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I could cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. But mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. But she always feels better after getting a salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Around in the kitchen, my baby say I can cook.